Without wisdom, no gain. Yet gain must end. All men will be one. For there lies true peace
and happiness too.
It is invisible and inaudible and quite infinite. Can you all hear the sound?
Take you through the secrets of the J chamber, lying northward in the manger. Amethyst of the bishop clenched in my right fist, left wrist twisted, text calligraphic. Recording sacred manuscripts of Mao Kong tongue, meeting and reciting the Ren of a Reiki healing symbol, the jewel of the Nile, Kapow Lao Tzu. Decided to scribe 5,000 characters, Tao Te Ching, interpreting with an unrepressed third eye. Revitalize my chi through the Dao sex, wisdom, ejaculation. Produce activation of the chakra system. Straining and striving, that's counterproductive meditation. Hit up the situation with your cool ring. Say hey key, the first degree of the healing symbols of the submental.
Behold the masses of change as I descend into the 36 hexagrams of the I Ching. Within a state of meditation, Taoist monks that speaks the wisdom from the Lao Tzu and opens up the book of the Tao Te Ching. I connect the three pillars of Zen, the incarnation of the immortal guru who stretches the chakra, breathes in the prana. I then possess the immortality of the avatara. I recite the golden sutra, born in the holy city of Lhasa. The spirits of the Himalaya eyes within the Tibetan Book of the Dead, the analects of Confucius. I unfold the ancient teachings of Shang Tzu, swinging the seven-bladed sword of Houshin, the descendant of the Shang Dynasty, the studies of the art of war with Sun Tzu, from the gates of Shaolin to the sacred temples of Hong Kong, to the great walls of China, through the deserts of Mongolia.
Teacher, the Buddha tells us that in the great infinity beyond all the nothings is the emptiness and the eternal. The five flavors dull all the taste.
The five tones deafen every ear.
The five colors, they all blind the eyes. But they do not pass, they are all eternal. All things come to us.
I'm one Sin, Hotep, Ray, now Cypher. Grip from the liar's paw, eagle claw, bangle tooth tiger. Scribe to the script writer, the four pitch fighter. Tuning eight octaves C, Messiah saved. The first resurrected from the grave. After the image and the likeness of what God made. Nakut, Elwahut, Mir Aswut. Pyramid up wood, got foot spit 16 bars without. With the vividest look, deliverance took. Tai Chi, the all seeing eye read. Magnificent force, shine brighter than the light from a torch. The benevolent intelligent source with a magnetic force to stay suspended while the planet revolves, creating dark with a melanin spark on the periodic element chart.
I wear the iron shirt of Qigong, so retreat or be stung by the gentle palm prick. Leave your spinal with no feeling, the mental calm quick. Discipline provides healing, the aspirants are kneeling in the temple of the relic. The monk's tone envelops, the heathen and the zealot turn to the middle path, perhaps they could go and tell it. Embellish the footsteps of Siddhartha, develop the word so the punch could hit harder. As times get darker, the visionary ascent is sparker. Vision of Nirvana, Jesus wasn't the only one born with the Virgin Mama. The Buddha was born from the side of Queen Maya, and both warned against the ways of physical desire. Urge you to acquire the knowledge which leads to the divine smile, which can be found at anchor in the Amazon and Nile.
Universal order can be seen as the lattice which guides the growth of the vine, as an archetype that guides and supports life on the material plane. While many agents can be introduced into this machine and undergo the archetypal steps to its perfection, the one to which the most closely guarded alchemical allegory and occult lore is addressed is consciousness itself. This is the essence of the great work, the application of this special key to this mysterious universal formula. The key directs the alchemical process to the materia prima of our very consciousness, our awareness, ourselves, our mental selves, our spiritual selves. Consciousness is the materia prima.